Hello and welcome to the GCM Racing News Show. The Tour de France is underway. We'll be picking through the opening two stages, as well as rounding up what happened elsewhere in the world of racing. The Tour opened with a bang on Saturday with a 19.6km team time trial around the streets of Barcelona. The first time the race has opened with a team time trial in decades. Racing took on a new format too, with the winning time taken from the first rider to cross the line. I enjoyed it, with GC teams obviously setting up their leaders to put down the best time possible. It felt more like a lead out than a TT at times and definitely provided a different dynamic. Team time trial is always risky. I remember starting the Vuelta a España actually with a team time trial, and it was perhaps one of the craziest, scariest, most thrilling efforts I've ever experienced on a bike. A tunnel of noise and all the nerves of the start of a Grand Tour. XDS Astana, unfortunately, on the wrong side of those risks though. A big crash bringing down most of the team after the squad hit a manhole cover. Thankfully, all involved were relatively okay and managed to continue in the race. Filippo Ganna took an early lead in the stage for Netcompany Ineos, going clear solo to put down a solid time on the line. It was a solid effort and looked to be the time to beat as the remaining teams came home. Visma Lisa bike would knock Ineos off the top step though, a regimented and well-drilled effort around the course. The team apparently stuck with a strategy of using their stronger TT specialists and roulers early on, laying down a textbook effort before letting Vingegaard go solo on the drag up to the finish. It proved to be the winning effort by day's end, and in a time of 21 minutes and 47 seconds, 8 seconds faster than Ineos. Pogačar's UAE team Emirates XRG also put down a solid effort, slightly off the pace, but not by much. They finished 12 seconds behind Visma. Pogačar himself also going solo at the end. It looked like Del Toro would stay with him until the finish, but the final effort from the defending Tour champ proved too much as he went on solo. But it must be said, Del Toro was looking very much on form, as he showed on the following stage. More on that in a sec. Of the other GC favourites, Ayuso would finish 16 seconds down on Vingegaard, Evenepoel 19 seconds, Lipovic 35 seconds, and Sexas perhaps a little further back than he'd have liked, 39 seconds adrift. Those who lost the most on the day in terms of GC, Movistar's Kian Uijbroeks can't have been happy. 1 minute 53 seconds lost before the first road stage even started. Moving on to that road stage, stage 2, and the route was a real cracker in terms of what it might set up. Classic flat sprint stage? This certainly was not. 168 kilometres awaited the riders, around 2,500 metres of climbing, with three finishing laps, including the Côte de Château de Montjuïc, a 1.6 kilometre climb at 9.3% average gradient, an iconic climb overlooking Barcelona and the 1992 Olympic Stadium. We expected fireworks, and fireworks were duly set off. It was hard to take your eyes off the action once the race hit those final circuits. UAE took up the reins almost immediately, laying down a scorching pace on the opening lap, mainly thanks to Brandon McNulty, the American almost single-handedly splitting the peloton to pieces on the opening ascent of Montjuïc. The tactic was obviously to make the race hard, but personally I believe a key motivation to UAE opening things up so early in the finale was to make that final safer for Pogačar. By the top of the opening climb, there were only 30 or 40 riders left, a much more manageable number to take on the remainder of the circuits and fast technical descents. A lot of stress saved and a stage win up for grabs as an added bonus at the end of it all. It's got to be said though, McNulty wins man of the stage for me. His effort was mighty impressive on that first ascent, but he continued on from there, basically riding solo until the very last ascent to the finish, some 25 odd kilometres later. It was an impressive display of strength, with Pogačar retaining most of his team's firepower as a result. No one even attempted an attack, the pace was so high. On to the final lap, and TV helicopter shots caught Pogačar chatting with teammate Del Toro behind, perhaps explaining just when and where he was going to attack on the final climb. Yates would take up the pace early on that last ascent. Part of me expected Pogačar to launch one, but he stayed in the wheels, following Johansson of Uno X as he upped the pace over the top to take the final KOM points on offer. The descent down to the finish was extremely fast, Mateus Skelmos of Little Trek tried his luck, getting a small gap entering the last corner with 700 metres to go. However, Del Toro and Vingegaard and Pogacar behind picked a better, wider line and carried more speed through, which they capitalised on, kicking hard to the finish. Del Toro kept on driving it, laying down an incredible effort, which most struggled to live with behind. Looking behind, it seems at one point he wasn't sure whether to continue on and take the win or try to ride for himself, which nearly caused him to crash into the barriers. Disaster averted though, Pogacar jumped past Vingegaard to appear next to him and the two kicked to the line together. It was obvious perhaps that Pogacar was trying to gift the stage to Del Toro, but also aiming to avoid the risk of those behind coming back and upsetting the planned 1-2. That plan would come to fruition, however, Del Toro taking an impressive first tour win and Pogacar sealing second as they celebrated together. Quite the finish for UAE Team Emirates XRG and Mexico, Isaac Del Toro being the second ever Mexican to win a stage at the tour. Unfortunately, Mexico's run of form didn't continue on in the football. My sincere apologies. Back to cycling though, and that was perhaps an important gift to Del Toro. Pogacar will need his services later in the race, but I also think it was something that he didn't need to do either. Testament to Pogacar's character and the cohesion between the two teammates. Behind, Evenepoel would finish third, claiming the last of the bonus seconds on the line. Vingegaard in fourth and Skelmos awarded for his late attack with fifth, showing just how important positioning was on that last corner. The GC would finish with Vingegaard in yellow, Pogacar 6 seconds down, and Evenepoel third, 15 seconds back. Del Toro moving up to fourth, 16 seconds behind. On to today's stage three now. Wildfires and high temperatures actually threatened to cancel the stage, and tomorrow's as well, between Carcassonne and Foix. Today did manage to go ahead, 195-kilometre mountainous stage, finishing at Les Anglaises in the Pyrenees. The last 40 kilometres though of the route was subject to exceptional measures. The publicity caravan didn't take to the course here and spectators were asked not to attend. It was said that 700 firefighters had been called in to tackle the wildfires, which covered an area of 1,500 hectares close to the tour route. As a result, fans were out in force on the Col de Tossé midway through the stage to make the most of where it was possible to watch safely, whilst the finale looked eerily quiet. The hot weather though did look visibly tough on the riders as they headed up into the Pyrenees, hydration and cooling key to deal with the conditions out there. Over the Col de Tossé, many were put in difficulty by UAE, who set tempo, chasing down the day's early break. The likes of Ben O'Connor and Romain Grégoire were key riders put in difficulty on the climb, slipping from the main peloton. Alex Baudin of EF Education Easy Post was the last man to be caught from the day's earlier break, at around 11 kilometres to go. At one point actually in the day, he was virtual yellow out on the road, but that lead was eroded by the searing pace set by UAE behind. Baudin's consolation for getting caught, the mountains jersey by day's end. With 6 kilometres to go, it was still UAE at the fore, everyone lining up behind on the lower slopes of the day's last climb up to Les Anglaises, the finish of which saw gradients hit 6.7% average across the last 1.7 kilometres. Into that last climb and the pace ramped up as teams vied for positioning, UAE and Visma trading turns on the front. It would be Del Toro in the green jersey who really light things up though, with around 700 metres to go, splintering what was left of the bunch, setting Pogacar up for the finish perfectly in a final sprint to the line. When today Pogacar launched, he went hard and no one could live with him, taking the win comfortably and putting 2 seconds into everyone else. That meant, after bonus seconds were added, that he would move into the race's yellow jersey, equal on time with Vingegaard, who placed second on the stage. Richard Carapaz would take third, a great ride by the Ecuadorian. Evenepoel also finished safely in the top 10, provisionally, and at the time of recording this after the stage, that meant he finished the day third on GC, some 23 seconds back, whilst Del Toro also retained fourth overall. UAE then and Pogacar in absolute total control of the race so far. Two great wins on punchy finishes, but it's got to be said, early signs of Vingegaard's form are definitely good. It'll be interesting to see how he fares heading into the longer climbs on this year's race and how he takes that fight to Pogacar. incredible racing to start off this year's Tour de France then. I'm going to be glued to the race, as always, for the next 3 weeks. Don't forget, though, before we move on, if you head over to shop.globalcyclingnetwork.com, we have a whole load of big bicycle race-related gear to check out. Most of it is yellow-themed, too, so do check it out if you have a minute. We've got some brilliant prints and also some lovely T-shirts, too. So head over there and let us know what you think if you've got a moment. Also, let us know what you think in the comments down below on the race so far. Have you enjoyed it? And what are you looking forward to the most? Those stages to Alpe d'Huez, perhaps top of my watch list during this year's tour. I'm really looking forward to those. Although one of those stages has somewhat of a question mark over it currently. Looking ahead, with hot weather, challenging riders at the start of this race, the Tour de France's Queen stage is looking somewhat in doubt as currently planned due to the opposite end of the weather spectrum. Storms and flash floods have caused serious damage to the road on the final climb of the race's penultimate stage, the Col de Sarenne. Images and video footage show an almost washed out road on the mountainside. It remains to be seen what the solution is, or if repairs will be carried out in time. We'll keep our eyes on developments and update you with news here. Staying with Alpe d'Huez now though for a second, and the KOM was broken last week. A hotly contested climb, of course. Many of the world's best have completed race efforts here. French rider Arthur Blanc is the new king of the cycling world's most famous mountain, setting a time of 35 minutes and 38 seconds. Pretty incredible. We've got more details over in tomorrow's GCN show if you'd like to learn more. Away from France and the Tour, and in other news, Luca Gasolina has been appointed head of the Giro d'Italia. The previous Lidl Trek manager will now take on the role of overall head of RCS Sports Cycling Division. The shift follows the retirement of Mauro Venni, long-standing Giro race boss. Swiss rider Elise Chabet of FDJ United Swiss announced that she will be bringing her 2026 season to a close, missing the Tour de France fam, which includes a home depart for her. Last year's Mountains classification winner announced on social media that she's pregnant, saying on Instagram, "These last few weeks have been special. I needed a lot of time to process and accept. Our life will change forever. Sometimes life can be full of surprises, but I guess this one is a wonderful one." Amazing news to finish the show on, and we wish Elise all the best. Right, that is about all we have time for this week. Dan will be back next Monday to wrap up the first week of the tour. Enjoy the racing, folks.